Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman with a look at the week ahead here in Australia. And of course, we enter the final furlong of the month-long Australian corporate reporting season. Some of the companies due to report this week include BlueScope Steel, Worley Parsons, Appen, Blackmores, Oil Search, Woolworths, Rio Tinto, Nine Entertainment, Virgin Australia, Flight Centre, Ramsay Healthcare, A2 Milk, Afterpay and Harvey Norman. And then turning to the economic calendar for the week, it's quieter after quite a robust period of economic data releases. We begin on Tuesday when ANZ and Roy Morgan released their weekly consumer confidence index. We did see confidence lift to the highest level in 3 months in the previous week, but certainly there'll be a lot of focus from consumers this coming week on those weaker job numbers and certainly that anemic wages growth. At the same time, we're getting an update on Wednesday on construction work done for the December quarter. We saw a fall for the fifth consecutive quarter in September by 0.4%. Another decline of about 1% is expected. Where we're seeing particular weakness, of course, is in residential building construction. That's down about 11% over the 12 months to September, which is the weakest in 18 years. That has been partially offset, though, by a lift in public sector related and commercial building, and that's up by about 5% over the last 12 months, and certainly the best in about 18 months in terms of that building activity. Dwelling investment this year expecting to be down about 5.5% after a 7% fall in 2019. And then on Thursday, the all-important business investment update comes through for the December quarter. Last quarter, we did see a 0.2% fall. We're expecting a slight lift this time round, about 0.7% increase in the December quarter. A lot of focus on the mining sector. Of course, what we did see in September was a pickup of around 1.2%, the strongest annual growth rate in about 6.5 years. And if you look at intentions in terms of the fourth estimate to 2018-19, we're expecting to see there certainly a pickup there of around the 16% level, and that would be quite a strong outcome. But of course, the non-mining business investment number is expected to remain quite weak. Consumer demand across the country, business confidence remains very anemic at present, and that sluggishness in the economy is really reflected in that. And on the back of that, we're expecting to see business investment overall lift by about 2.5% in 2020 after a minus 0.3% fall in 2019. And then to finish off the week, the Reserve Bank releases its private sector credit data. That annualised number is up about 2.5% over the course of the last 12 months through to December, which is the weakest outcome in about a decade. But we did see annualised housing credit lift by 3% in the most recent month, which was the strongest annual gain in about 2.5 years. Overseas this week, the key focus will actually be at the end of the week on Saturday when China releases its purchasing manager indexes. The focus is on their manufacturing and services sector for the month of February. A lot of focus there after the shutdown of most of their factories and industry associated with the containment around the novel coronavirus epidemic. And we're expecting to see a contraction in activity in both those sectors, with 46 and 47 expected to be the numbers released by the National Bureau of Statistics on that day for the month of February. And then in the United States to begin the week, we do have some updates around manufacturing. We did see the Philadelphia Fed Manufacturing Index lift by the most in almost 3 years towards the end of last week, providing some comfort perhaps that the manufacturing recession in the US is over, but we'll need to see further evidence of that across regions. And we get an update from the Dallas Fed and also the Richmond Fed in relation to those factory gorges in the coming week. A lot of focus on the housing market too. The US housing market's in pretty good shape. Home builder sentiment is around the best in several decades, of course, with interest rates very low. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate in the United States, which is the key barometer, is around 3.5%. Supply constraints, though, are also lifting home prices at present. We're expecting to see the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index up by 0.5% and the FHFA House Price Index up about 0.3% in the months of December. We get an update on consumer confidence from the Conference Board. Consumer confidence is broadly at cycle highs in the United States, supported by 50-year low unemployment rates. And then, of course, the final December quarter estimate of GDP growth will be provided. We're expecting to see economic growth of around 2.2% annualised. We have seen a step down though in household consumption in between the September and December quarters in the United States, but still fairly buoyant at present. But business investment was down by 1.5% last time, which has been a bit of a drag on US economic growth. We also get updates on durable goods orders, pending home sales as well. The goods trade balance is expected to show a deficit of $68.4 billion. And then, of course, the personal income and spending numbers will be released for the month of January. Most focus will be on the core personal consumption expenditure deflator, which is the Fed's preferred inflation indicator. It targets 2%. We're expecting to remain stuck at 1.6%, where it has been for some time.